Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That sounds like my cue to start talking. Bring in Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on this hour of the Good Day program on this day, which happens to be March the 29th. Nyan. I like the Nyan. I even made a good telephone. My voice is good enough to be a telephone operator. But because when I was young, I liked to use my voice, I could not get a job as a telephone operator because I wasn't a woman. And I never claimed sexual discrimination. Damn it, I should have gone after the phone company because, after all, I should have been back in those days. I could have done anything.
Done anything you wanted to be.
Anything.
They held you back.
Telephone operator. Yeah, exactly. So I ended up telemarketing. This is in a time, let's see, when was that? I had three jobs at the time. I was teaching school. I was doing a radio program. And I had an extra hour and a half every day, so I wanted to be a telemarketer. And I was supposed to sell something. I don't remember what it was. Some kind of nugget. Speaking of nuggets.
Was it a product you believed in?
Yeah, well, yeah. Nugget nudes. News. Say it. Nugget nudes. Good, Doug. Nugget news. Here's the story of a guy using a metal detector. Hits the score of a lifetime. A giant gold nugget. $160,000 worth of gold. The man doesn't want to be identified. Made this discovery in the state of Victoria, which is in Australia. And I get this story. My daughter just came back from a trip to Australia. This is the largest, well, the place where this is not the largest gold nugget ever found, but it is the place where the largest gold nugget was ever found back in 1869. So this guy's using a metal detector, kind of a budget model, sells for $900. So would you invest? Here's the question of the hour. Would you invest $900 to get back $160,000? I think Jay would say,
yeah.
Heck yeah.
My question is, he's an amateur gold hunter, but after this huge nug find, would he consider himself a
pro,
professional, an expert?
Well, isn't that the definition of a professional? The only real definition that holds water is that you get paid for doing something. Like you're a professional broadcaster. I'm a professional broadcaster. We get paid, sort of, for doing this kind of stuff. All right? So that if you're getting paid, then you're a pro. I think that's it. So let's see what else I'm looking at some of the other things that are a part of this. Other people, this is a big area of Australia. And there's a lot of mining that's been done there. They had a gold rush in Australia, the same as we did here in the 1800s. Lots of gold. Do you know what kind of this is a crazy, thinking back on that and what a crazy time it was. We think this time in our country is crazy. And it is, to a point. But we've had lots of crazy times. Think about the gold rush of 1849, when people got into where they went places they never even heard of, right? They got onto these wagons, and they got on their horses, and they went west. Go west, young man! And they discovered gold. There was gold in them, our hills.
Yeah.
And then they discovered that there were a lot of greedy people around who didn't want to work for it, and they came to the mining sites and shot the place up, stole the gold, and never got caught because there was never any law. So let's fast forward to 2023, shall we? Just as an exercise in our brain. Back then, guns were everywhere. Were they a problem then when we talk about like the school shooting this week in the Old West?
Well, it could have been perception too, where maybe they were a problem, but it was deemed so commonplace that it wasn't.
So the difference is the era. Is the difference that we have a society that doesn't support or use guns the way they used them back in 1849 or in any, go back to the 1880s, the era of Tombstone and Wyatt Earp and whoever else was around.
Not necessarily
the
like, take it if you want it kind of era.
Yeah, no, this is not the Law and Order. So maybe that's the difference between that era and this era. Just thinking it up, bringing it to the surface up sort of out loud. Well, let's see what other... Well, we're into the hole. Now we might as well keep digging that hole. 39 people dead, 29 injured in a fire at a migrant center near the border. So here we go. This will be another focus of why to do or not to do. That is the question. Second question of the hour is, what the heck are we doing, or what should we do, or what can we do with all of this stuff, with all of these people? The fire was on the Mexican side of the border in Ciudad Juarez, which is El Paso, you know, the twin city. So photos, videos, you can see all of this stuff. Fire, bodies covered in tarps. It's a gruesome sight for sure. And so these were all men staying at this facility. The immigration authority monitoring the evolution of the health status of those who are hospitalized. That's what the Mexican government says.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we have here? Another blight, another sad day, more grief, more anger, more talk, more tragedy, more of all of the stuff that it's like we've become accustomed to this. This is... just okay, just another day in El Paso, as far as that's concerned, or in Juarez, or wherever. There are dozens of cities that have crossed the border of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. The number of migrants, the people don't even know what the number is at this point in time.
No.
Yeah. So, are we doing anything about it? Not really. I don't see us doing anything about it. I don't see anything...
this is actually in Mexico. I'm not sure there's anything the U.S. can do about it.
Well, this specific thing, yes. But under the circumstances, there is all of this. If it wasn't for America being America, nobody would be on the border because they wouldn't want to come here, right? So it is the Mexicans say there are people in Mexico who blame America for this problem because we're too prosperous and too many people want to come here. So it's your fault. Because it's a better country, much better country, right? So you shouldn't be so prosperous. You shouldn't do things as well as you do. Then nobody would want to come there. We'd all want to stay in a do-nothing country like Mexico. Yeah, I guess there's a thought to that. Aye, aye, aye. All right, let's see here. Mike Pence is in the news. Says his subpoena to the Justice Department to testify before a grand jury investigating January 6th is unconstitutional. Why does he not want to testify is the question. Why doesn't he just... He's been very critical of what went on. He's been very critical of his former boss, Trump. So the provisions that he cited include the assurance that Congress members can exert privilege from... compel testimony on protected acts, whatever all that's a bunch of gobbledygook, right? And so is the court going to accept his argument and recognize that there is a provision about speech and debate that applies to the vice president? How much digging did you have to do to find this would be my question. That's the third question of the hour. The way they sorted all that stuff out, the requirements of the testimony he said going forward is subject of our review. Again, what do you got to hide? Why don't you just, if you were critical as you were of January 6th, then what's the problem? I guess I'm wondering that.
Yeah, well, I would almost expect everybody who was a part of January 6th, not necessarily a part of as in the sense of the rioters or responsible, yeah, but just anyone who was there would need to testify and share their two cents.
Mm-hmm. Well, so apparently Mike doesn't want to share his two cents. Yeah. Okay, so then that would beg the question, what's next for Trump? Apparently, after 10 days of hooting and hollering in New York, what's the expectation for a Trump indictment? Do we have more on that? There's a carrot and a stick here, one way or the other. So Trump was the first one. who said he was going to be arrested, right? The Attorney General of New York never said he was going to be arrested. He was going to be arrested. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of, you know, huffing and puffing and hooting and hollering.
Truth Social to discuss this.
Yeah, so is this just a way for Trump to get some more publicity, right? Did he have bad information, or did he have no information? He just said, okay, they're going to come get me. They're coming after me. They want to take me away. The grand jury reconvened in Manhattan, so apparently the guy who ran the National Enquirer was supposed to be in there because he had a hand somehow or other in paying off Stormy Daniels. This is how much money have they spent? How much money has Trump spent with lawyers? Never mind Michael Cohen paying off what's-her-face Stormy Daniels, but how much money have they spent? Just kind of how much money has Trump spent? How much money has the government, the state of New York, or the city of Manhattan, the city of New York, paid to try to get Trump?
Well, I'm sure a lot of them have lawyers on retainers.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the exposure here for this guy. I'm not a fan of the. I never heard the guy's name before. This all popped up,
mm-hmm.
But you know, you see all of these things, these the up and the down, the sideways. Here's a comment from Sam who says, "Keep waiting. Nothing is going to come of any of this. The rich and powerful are not subject to the law. The law is to keep the rest of us in line so we don't get at the money or mess with their stuff. They want us at each other's throats all the time. They want us distracted. The more they fuel hate and division, the happier they are." Oh, that's an interesting point of view. This is a big distraction from a lot of other things that are really important, right? Is this important? I don't see this delivering anything to push the American people and the country forward. It's just a lot of hoopla.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm, what am I missing here? Is it the same? Would you say the same thing about Biden? It's like all the papers that they found, right? Huffing, puffing, blow their house down. 18 after the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Lowe's knows how to get your lawn ready for spring. And right now, you can take up to $10 off select Scotts fertilizers. Plus, you can save $50 on a Craftsman 20-volt 13-inch string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now just $99. Get set for spring. Visit us in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 323 through 45. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's 23 at the hour on the 29th of March. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are celebrating Nick Cannon. How about that in our celebrity spot this hour? He has pulled back the curtain. For those of you who are excited to know how he supports his 12 children and their mothers, that's right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 children. What is this? There's a great, there are a couple of great lessons actually here, and we'll talk about them right after this.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
So, Jay,
yes.
Here's this professional procreator, also professional broadcaster and television. He does a lot of stuff. He does a program in New York. He has, they still have that syndicated, I think he still has the syndicated morning program in a lot of R&B stations around the country. He's 42 years old, and he wants to spread his seed, apparently. It's never been something that one of my mothers, of the children that I have asked for that they didn't get.
Yeah, so, okay. he doesn't give them a monthly allowance or other set amount or anything. He says he is a provider. He's not a baby daddy. He's a provider. Whatever they need, mm-hmm. whatever they ask for, they get. And there has never been anything that somebody has asked for and they did not receive.
So he has two children with Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
He has three with Brittany Bell, three with Abby De La Rosa, two with Alyssa Scott, and one each with Bree, I don't know who this is, TC? Do you know who these
people
are?
Lanisha Cole.
Yeah.
And he says that he has respect and admiration for each one. None of these babies were accidents. They were all planned. They were all intentional.
So were they intentional?
He actually has had 13, but one, his son Zen, died of brain cancer at 5 months old.
Okay. So we to believe that he said to Mariah Carey, let's have a couple of kids. And Mariah Carey said, yeah, let's have a couple of kids.
Yeah, they were married. Yeah, they have twins.
Okay. All right. And Mariah Carey, what was the relationship after?
I don't think Mariah Carey
that?
Needs anything from him. It seems like they're friends. He always talks about how he has so much love, respect, admiration for her. He has called her not human, that she is the coolest person he's ever met. She's an actual gift from God.
I've actually heard that about her in a number of ways. Although she's kind of a diva, I've also heard that she was kind of a cool diva. So who's Brittany Bell? I know the name, but I don't know why. Is she an entertainer?
I only know the rest of their names because of their relationships with Nick Cannon.
With him. Ah, okay.
But I do believe that a lot of them have things going for themselves as well.
So why was he being asked about it? You would get somebody interviewing him, or he started talking about it on his radio show just to explain what was going on?
It was an interview, and I guess they were talking about some of the situations, and he kind of pulled back the curtain of the financial support he gives.
The question would be, what in your life would you not do over again? And apparently this isn't one of the things that he wouldn't do over again.
No, he would probably want to keep going.
Yeah, wow. Well, he's 42. He's still, you know, if he's 85, maybe it won't be quite as easy to do. But at 42, he can keep the action going. All right, well, I don't know if I respect. I guess it doesn't make a difference. He doesn't care whether anybody respects it or not. He's just telling a story. And so we told it here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Pet show tip of the day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I'll recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Opponents are calling it state-sanctioned kidnapping. California Democrats approve a plan to let kids enroll into group homes without parental consent. The law will help the state take custody of children 12 and over whose parents do not support their efforts to change genders. Aaron Friday on Fox News is a San Francisco lawyer.
Because there doesn't need to be any allegation of abuse against a parent or a serious threat of suicide of the child before a school counselor can unilaterally decide to take that child and place them in a residential facility.
California Democrats claim that removing parents from their minor children will reduce suicide. The bill will head to the Assembly floor for a vote before moving to the California Senate. Today is officially National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. Our economy could not run without them. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. All right, it's 34 after the hour. This would be the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, heard around the country and around the world at gooddayshow.com. So here's a bit of a warning. Although, let's see, the 31st is Friday. So, April Fools comes on April 1st, which is Saturday.
Oh, it's on the weekend this year.
Right, exactly. Do you have any Vaseline around the house that you can put on the doorknob so your father can Just picturing that. Okay, let's have
a
little Vaseline.
They're not knobs, though. They're handles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it doesn't work. So, but can I say what is a really fun one? If you have a sink in your house that also has one of those sprayer nozzles next to it,
yeah.
If it's a black nozzle or whatever it is, get some kind of rubber band and wrap it around so it's already in the on position, and then when somebody goes to turn on the faucet,
Yay! How about, well, if we don't have doorknobs, put Vaseline on a bathroom scale, right?
That just sounds dangerous. We're not trying to send people to the hospital.
Oh. Well, it's...
How'd you crack your tailbone? Well, dang, April Fool's Day.
Right. I'm just trying to think of some of the things that I've done over the years on April Fool's Day. Some of the things that have been done on the air on April Fool's Day. There's a lot of silly stuff. So maybe what we do is I just put your mind engaged into that gear, and you can think about it a little bit, and maybe tomorrow we'll have some more ideas. If you have ideas about good, very good, excellent, in fact, April Fool's Day jokes, you can send them along to us, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. Certainly something that a mature man such as myself would never engage in. 855-999-DOUG. I'll be with my grandchildren on April Fool's. What can I do for them? That's something. Anybody got any good ideas? My grandson Miles probably be a great foil. As a matter of fact, knowing his mother, my daughter, she's probably got him thinking about what he can do for Gramps. And my other grandson is too young for that. And my son is kind of too serious. He has a silly streak in him, but not for stuff like that. So let's see, maybe his wife will come. Whatever it is that you have, come on. I'm going to challenge you, Jay, to come up with something. So when we come to story time on Monday, you can share with us the kind of excitement that went on in the house, either with your father, your mother, or your husband. All right?
There we go.
Challenge, yes. Da 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 da. Okay, so let's dig around this video. I'm looking at some of the, we were talking in the last half hour about that fire that killed 38. And so some of the security footage that you can now see shows the guards walking away from the fire. So what does that make you think? It started by the inmates, apparently. They were protesting being deported. And so under the circumstances, what's the conclusion? What do we draw from that? I don't know. I have no conclusion other than perhaps to think, oh, really? That's, you know, could it have been set? I suppose anything's possible, right? You can share your thoughts. Yep, we'll listen to you. It's 855-999-DOUG. So the Nashville shooting and the aftermath of that. Yesterday we were talking about video here from the fire. Here's some more video from the Nashville Police Department, Jay. Shows body camera footage of a group of officers going through the halls of the school. This was the Covenant School, looking for this shooter who had already shot up the place. 6 people dead, 3 children. So the footage shows videos from the perspective of the 2 police who were in there, who shot and killed a suspect at the school. And so then the police shared later in the day some more details about this person, the former student at the school. We had figured that out yesterday. Under a doctor's care for emotional disorders. The hell does she have a gun?
Well, and yet
she bought 7 firearms.
And they were all legally purchased. And body cam footage, but there is video footage from security cameras inside the school that show her shooting through the doors to even get in.
Man, and you talk about what do we need to do? How about you enforce the law? How about we do? We don't need new laws. Enforce the laws that are on the books now. And make sure that you're actually maybe the people who are doing this, you know, they have background checks, supposedly. You have to fill out a form, and usually it takes, 24 hours? I don't know, because I've never filled out a form to buy a gun. But under the circumstances, if things are done correctly, if this person seemed, and it seems that there was plenty of stuff on the record, that this person was malfunctioning, wasn't firing on all eights. So how does this person get a hold of all these guns?
Well, not every state requires background checks.
Well, that's a mistake.
Anymore, yeah.
That's a problem. It's a big problem. So you're looking to fix the problem. That's the way to do it. Understand if somebody is off their rocker, if you will, it's politically incorrect, but if they're in some state of distress, then why do you think it's okay to sell them a gun? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, what was it, last spring, the governor of Ohio signed a law removing training, background checks, and permitting requirement to conceal and carry.
Yeah. All right. I'm sick of this. Here's this. I don't know whether I think I'm getting sick of this, too. Or I'm tired of it or annoyed because of all of the focus on what DeSantis is doing or what's being done in the name of fixing. I put fixing in quotation marks, a problem. What's the problem? The 1998 Disney film about civil rights icon Ruby Bridges, 6 years old when she integrated a Louisiana elementary school. I've seen this. This formal complaint filed by a Florida parent that basically allowed somehow or other somebody thought it was okay to pull this one complaint. And I mean, how much more of this stuff was?
There were permission slips that went out before this film was showed, and this parent apparently did not sign the permission slip, so their child did not see it. Hmm. But then after it was shown, they still filed their complaint. So this specific school will no longer show it, but other schools in the county still will. And it's one of those things of the questioning of it's teaching children that white people hate black people. Well, guess what? Once upon a time,
white
that
people
was
did
true,
hate black
and
people.
That's
yeah.
What, yeah, that's what this history is showing. This history is teaching. This film is showing. This Ruby Bridges is not just a real person that went through this, a child who had to go through severe hate and racism.
But are we making too much of one person doing this? Why does this become a headline if it's
that
only
is,
happening
that,
in one school?
That is a good question. Why was it even pulled over one complaint when the child didn't even see it because the parent didn't sign the permission slip?
Mm-hmm.
Why does one parent get to dictate what other children get to say or do when their parents are okay with it?
Unga bunga. The fellow that founded FTX, Sam Bankman, remember him, the cryptocurrency guy, charged with bribing a Chinese official. They say this is a new one. Now, is the Chinese government going after him? No. The American government is going after him. So he's got 13 federal charges against him now. That's pretty good. That's the, if you turn the number around, that's how old he is. 13 charges against a 31-year-old. This guy had billions before things crashed. Right? And so there are a couple of different investment firms that are involved in this. The indictment against him alleges that Mr. Bankman, he uses his mother and his father, Bankman-Fried, I said Bankman because that's how I've known him, but it's Bankman-Fried officially. Apparently, this fellow directed employees to pay a bribe of $40 million to regain control of his assets that were frozen by the Chinese government. So why are we, I don't get why we're, why don't... I got, that's one of the charges that I don't get. So we've charged him with bribing a Chinese government official. Okay. So that supposedly comes under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The law was passed back in the 70s to stop corporations from bribing foreign officials. And so he's already pled guilty to, what, 8 or 9 charges, I think? Yeah. Hasn't been arraigned yet. Our swift justice system. Here it is, the end of March, and he pled not guilty, and he hasn't been in court at all yet. Anyway, so they've tightened up bail restrictions on him. The bail is $250 million. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, everybody can stay with his parents in California.
Right. Yeah, he's home there. He's got an ankle bracelet on. But just think about the dollars and cents and all this. I mean, think about the dollars that are involved in this. And does this ruin those of you who have any investment in this? Did this ruin the whole thing when it came to cryptocurrency?
No, only his.
Only his. Okay, so other stuff is still
that's
okay.
That's one of the interesting things. When it comes to crypto, each unique one, it has its own worth.
Mm. Well, let's see what's going on in Washington. The NFL football team there apparently is for sale. And there are two different groups who have submitted, hold on, sit down for this one, hold on to your hat, $6 billion to buy the Washington Commanders. $6 billion. Does that mean all these other football, that team's not that great? So if you got a really good football team, what's it worth? This guy Kraft that owns the Patriots used to be worth $3 billion, according to Forbes. So overnight, his franchise is going to be worth the same thing. And so do most of the rest of them, right?
One would think. Well, the Denver Broncos went for $4.65 billion.
Did they? How long ago was that?
Was it last summer? No, not last summer. It was sometime recently, I believe.
$6 billion. Golly gee. There you go. Phew. That'd take your breath away.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson could be saying, hey, I'm an NFL owner.
There we go. Here's something that is, I suppose, in the good news department, for those of you who want to chew on this for a little while. The government says renewable energy has passed coal for the first time, accounting for 21% of U.S. electricity generation in the past 12 months. Natural gas leads. 39% of the power that we use comes from natural gas. So I think I'll stop my natural gas now. It's 48 past the hour.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find your balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As we say here in New England, it's time for our daily food, fam, and family. Get together the news of the day that affects what you eat and how you eat and where you eat and all that good stuff. Be careful. This report, by the way, sponsored by Progressive. If you have a small business, that's one of the things I'm proudest of with regard to this program. How many people listen to this program who are small business owners and farmers and that sort of thing? Kind of comes out of the same experience that I have. So you got lots of credibility here, and we can help you keep everything on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance is the place to go to reach out for info on what it is that you want to insure, your motorcycle, your car, your boat, whatever it is, your tractor. They've got an easy-to-use mobile app, so you can learn more about it at ProgressiveCommercial.com. All right, so let's see what's going on in Philadelphia. You may or may not have heard about the water problem that they have there. There's a chemical spill in the Schuylkill River, and I don't think it's been fixed yet. City officials said that over the weekend, a chemical spill contaminated the water supply. So everybody's got to boil water in Philadelphia. 8,100 gallons of latex finishing solution. Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, it's scary. And it has, the drinking water has been declared safe now.
No, it's okay. All right. So I want to know about that. Thank you. But imagine what people were thinking as they started, don't drink the water, boil it. Yeah. How did those things happen is the question. I guess that maybe it doesn't make a whole lot of difference because things are okay. But
it does make a difference. How do they happen so that they can prevent them from happening down the road again?
Good. That's a good suggestion, a good question. All right, let's go to the Queen, the Dairy Queen, selling blizzards to celebrate their new summer menu. 85 cents as they look ahead to summertime. So they have announced a number of new and returning blizzard favorites in honor of the sunny season that we are about to enter into. Let's see what the lineup of flavors is, Jay. Limited time. The peanut butter puppy chow blizzard. Huh? What?
I feel like different puppy locations chow. Call them different things. Puppy chow, muddy buddies.
Vanilla ice cream with puppy chow bites. You going to eat that? You're going to give it to your dog.
Do you know what puppy chow is or muddy buddies?
I know what puppy chow is in my house. It's what Daisy gets her mouth licking and mouth starts to water. But apparently
I grew up calling them Muddy Buddies, and I didn't know they were even referred to as puppy chow until I went away to college. And it's kind of like the Chex, and you mix it with peanut butter and some chocolate, and then you put powdered sugar on top of it, and it becomes like this little snack.
Talk about a high. Woo-wee. Then there's the Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Now, that's, I understand, vanilla soft serve and Oreos, right? And brownie cookie pieces in there. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. And then there's the especially popular blizzard that reminds us all of our childhood, the s'mores blizzard, soft serve dotted with the marshmallow-filled chocolate pieces and graham crackers as well. That's what s'mores are all about. I didn't learn what a s'more was until Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. My sister had them. She said, "You don't know what a s'mores is?" No, I don't remember. Never had them. I had the DQ. I love the DQ, but I always would have the dip. It was the raspberry or cherry dip. You know, you have a cone and you stick it in the dip, and it would get hard.
Oh,
crunchy.
Yes, yeah.
Ah, that's yummy. So anyway, this is all. I'm doing an ad here, 2-minute ad for Dairy Queen and their blizzards for 85 cents. Check it out. Hopefully there's a DQ. The world is not as good a place if you don't have a DQ around. Dairy Queen, there's something about Dairy Queens that set the tone for all kinds of things. Here I say that on owning a farm selling ice cream that has 18% butterfat while a Dairy Queen is selling air and white milk that they whip up into an ice cream of sorts. There's a petition that was submitted on behalf of Purdue Farms requesting rulemaking by the government to define separate free-range and pasture-raised claims for meat and poultry products. This sounds like they've gotten themselves into a jam. In my mind, in my book, on my farm, pasture-raised and free-range are the same thing. So whatever they're trying to do, the government is considering Purdue's petition for rulemaking because they claim that their stuff is all, they claim their poultry products are pasture raised. And so whether that's the truth or not the truth, the whole truth or nothing but the truth, sounds like they're trying to create something out of nothing.
Yes, and they're not synonymous because people cut corners.
Yeah, I think they are. Okay, so I've ruled on it. Discussion over. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.